From Musar to wisdom literature, we have many sources to turn to regarding guidance for personal growth. And one of the things that I like to do when I think about going through a journey of personal growth is look to some of our most important figures in the Torah, and during this time of the year, turning to Moses. When we think about Moses and his own personal journey of change, of transformation, it is really astounding to see from where he came and where he went to. He wasn't born as this strong, amazing leader who we think of him as. When God first asked Moses to lead the Israelites out of slavery, Moses tried to refuse. In fact, Moses tried to refuse several times. He did not feel up to the task and gives many excuses for not stepping up. In fact, he refuses. Does anyone know how many times? You can put it in the chat or say here, he refuses five times. It's a lot. It's a lot. He refuses five times before finally taking responsibility and accepting this mantle of leadership, what he's called to do. And it takes him a long time, even after he accepts that he will be the leader and go back to Egypt, to the Israelites, to the Pharaoh, and to help God, but be God's representative with all of the plagues to help bring people, all the Israelites, to freedom. It's a long journey for Moses from the person who is refusing to take that on to the person who he eventually becomes, the one who goes up to the top of Mount Sinai and is with God, and it takes the Ten Commandments on two tablets to the people, and then leads them, continuously through the desert until his death, where just before the people get to enter into the land. It's a long journey for Moses, and we see tremendous transformation in him. We even see tremendous transformation in his ability to accept that he doesn't get to go into the promised land. I sometimes think, often we think about, all Moses wanted to do was to bring the people through the desert into the promised land, and he never gets to go himself. And the rabbis have a lot of stories as to why this is, and we read that it's because Moses lost control of his anger at various points, especially when he hit the rock when God asked him to speak to it to bring water during the years in the desert. But I really think that Moses not being able to complete the journey, not being able to go into the promised land, but yet to pass this along to the next generation is something that we all can relate to, in that we only get the days that we get in life, and we can take the journey as far as we can, and we can make as much progress in our own lives and in our dreams as we are able to, and then there are things that are beyond us. And so what we learn from this is that the journey is really the important thing, and making each step count. And so in that vein, Judaism has a tradition during this time between Passover and Shavuot, which is the time of counting the Omer. It comes from Leviticus. In chapter 23, verse 15, we read, "You shall count from the you shall count the day that you brought the Omer as a wave offering." So that's a measure of barley that the Jews brought on as an afternoon offering on the second day of Passover, and we're supposed to count every day for 7 weeks, 49 days leading up to Shavuot. So why do we do this, and what is the significance, and how does this relate to personal change? We do this because it is said that the Israelites needed to prepare themselves to receive Torah. Of course, the festival of Shavuot is when we celebrate the historical event of the Israelites receiving Torah. And so these 49 days are supposed to be our own preparation for receiving Torah when we celebrate that on Shavuot. And so these 49 days are an opportunity, they're an invitation to all of us to think about personal change and growth and areas that we need to look at and to really work on within ourselves. There's an ancient practice, I know mindfulness, we all talk about how healthy mindfulness, meditation, is. But yet Judaism has known this for centuries. There's an ancient practice called Musar, and it is a practice of taking different character traits and building on them within ourselves. And it's a highly personalized curriculum. So while I might need to really work on my own patience, let's say I'm impatient, which is actually true. I'm pretty impatient and it is something I need to work on. That would be something I would practice. And maybe you have a tremendous amount of patience, but you need to work on judging fairly, judging each person fairly. Let's say that's something that you need to work on. So what we would then do is gather up texts. We would gather up sources and read them for inspiration and actually meditate on it, think about it, and imagine situations in which you would need to, kind of practice this, the new attitude, the new behavior that you want. And to take it very seriously and watch yourself and be very self-reflective. This is the practice that we take. And it's especially, we do it during these days. We also do it together during the month of Elul, the month leading up to Rosh Hashanah. So in thinking about this today, I want to ask you a few questions just to get us going and start thinking about our own lives and areas that we want to, work on. And I'd like to relate it to the story of that we tell, the story of the Exodus that we tell on Passover. And thinking about, after the 10 plagues, it was only after the 10 plagues that Pharaoh finally let the people go. It took a long time. Change is hard. Nobody, like, there are a lot of things in place to keep things the same, whether they're external or internal, even things that you don't like that you want to change. There are a lot of things that benefit from that thing staying the same. And so it's not easy to make the change. Sometimes it takes a lot to force that change. So I'm asking you, what would you need to act or to move forward away from Mitzrayim? Our word for Egypt, Mitzrayim, is a word for narrowness. Narrowness. So what would you need to act to help you move forward from the areas of Mitzrayim in your own life? What is, in other words, what is a situation or a pattern that you've resisted changing, even when you know that it's not in service to living the life that you want to lead? For example, let's say you're going to bed way too late every single night and you're not feeling that great during the day. That seems like a small thing that we could actually handle. Maybe it's not so small. Maybe it's not so easy. I've heard a lot of people during this time of COVID, like their kind of internal clock is all mixed up. So what things are in first acknowledge the things that are in place that you're benefiting from that habit. And then what would you benefit from giving that habit up? And what will it take for you to make that change? All right. That is just something to start thinking about and percolating. It is a good time in the Jewish calendar to start to consider things that you want to improve. And the idea isn't just self-improvement. The idea is that if each one of us are taking seriously this practice and we are strengthening ourselves, that we will be able to put out our very best into the world. And that positivity leads to more positivity, that we create this, amazing energy, in the world. So let that be our charge today, to really think about areas of ourselves that we can work on, and that things that we know we want to expand and change. The Hasidic master, Rabbi Nachman of Breslov, tells us what it means to be a Hebrew. The word for Hebrew is an Ivri, and the word in Hebrew suggests one who crosses over boundaries and obstacles. In particular, the obstacle of despair. And I love this quote because this to me relates very much to personal change. If we are having a feeling of despair, especially in relationship to a chaotic, unpredictable world and external circumstance that we have no power or control over, what are the small little things that we do have control over? What changes can we make within our own lives that shore up our feeling of inner strength, support, and that leads to hope? So change can be a really optimistic, hopeful process. And I'd love to hear about, if any of you want to write in the chat, you know, something that you're thinking about changing, just a word. Again, you could say better sleep, more patience, whatever it is that you're small, you know, start as small as you want. But there's no time like today, and you have the extra energy of it being the right moment in the Jewish calendar, and we're all there with you doing it together. May you go from strength to strength as we work to strengthen ourselves and our lives and our community. Kane Yehi Ratzon.